AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government has gotten back some of the money taken in the cyber attack involving the Colonial Fuel Pipeline.
Today, the FBI successfully seized criminal proceeds from a Bitcoin wallet that dark side ransomware actors used to collect a cyber ransom payment from a victim.
Paula Bate is with the FBI. The operation to recover the cryptocurrency from the Russia-based hacker group is the first undertaken by a specialized ransomware task force created by the Justice Department. Colonial temporarily shut down its operations last month because of the cyber attack. In Guatemala today, Vice President Kamala Harris told people they're thinking of making their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. Don't do it.
There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
An investigation by the House Committee on Oversight and Reform found Fisher-Price ignored warnings that its rock-and-play sleeper posed dangers to infants using it.
What we found was absolutely shocking. It is a national scandal.
Carolyn Maloney is the committee chair. Jan Kriz is the CEO of Mattel, Fisher-Price's parent company.
The rock-and-play sleeper was safe when used in accordance with its instructions and safety warnings. The sleeper was designed and developed following extensive research.
Just a few days ago, Fisher-Price recalled another product, 4-in-1 Rock and Glide soothers, which are designed to mimic the motion of a baby being rocked in someone's arms. Four infants died. The parents of an 8-year-old girl who was shot and killed near the site where Rayshard Brooks had been shot several weeks earlier filed a lawsuit against the city of Atlanta and others. Amazon's Jeff Bezos will blast into space next month when his Blue Origin company makes its first flight with a crew. The Dow lost 123 points. This is AP News. Scientists say the annual peak of carbon dioxide in the air has reached a dangerous milestone.
Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the average carbon dioxide level for May was 419.1 parts per million. That's 50% higher than when the industrial age began. And the 10-year rate of increase has also set a new record. Coming out of the ice age, it took 6,000 years for carbon dioxide levels to jump about 80 parts per million. They've already risen that much since 1979. Princeton University climate scientist Michael Oppenheimer says the world is approaching a point where exceeding the Paris targets and entering a climate danger zone becomes almost inevitable. I'm Jennifer King.
A dozen female water polo players who accuse their coach of sexual abuse will split nearly $14 million after settling a lawsuit against USA Water Polo and a California club. The athletes allege International Water Polo Club and the National Governing Organization for the sport failed to protect them from abuse by coach Bahram Hojra. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.